Welcome to Legislative Report with Representative-elect Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative-elect Ryan, welcome to your first report to your constituents. Pleased to meet you.
It's nice meeting you, Mike, as well, and thank you very much for the chance to be here.
Of course, you're a new member of the House of Representatives. What are some of the issues and some of the agenda items that you plan to be emphasizing in your first term here in House of Representatives?
Mike, thank you again. One of the things that we want to do is, because I did follow in the footsteps of someone who was a great leader, Representative Mari Gingrich, I just want to continue her level of constituent support, number one. So we're keeping the office at the same location at 1044 East Main Street in Palmyra. And I think that's extremely important. The numbers are all the same. But legislatively, what I want to do is, and the reason I decided at age 65 to become a representative, is as a CPA, to work diligently to get the state budget under control and to eliminate property taxes. We're just seeing a tremendous concern across the board of people in the district about the inability to pay for their property taxes. At the same time, we have people who are depending upon their state pensions that want to know that it's being cared for. I think I've got the expertise to be able to do both, but that's going to be the legislative priorities.
I note that you did mention the pension issue. The state is facing some real fiscal challenges in terms of dealing with pension obligations. What are some of your thoughts about how the state might be able to deal with this financial crisis?
One of the things I think is absolutely important is that we deal with the reality of the liability, and our liability is severely understated. When we state it properly, it's actually closer to $115 to $120 billion deficit. My career as a CPA has been specialized in keeping companies out of bankruptcy, and I want to go to Harrisburg and do the same thing for our state as well as our citizens who are paying the property taxes and the state employees and the teachers who have come to rely on this pension. And the way we do that is by asking government to become more efficient in their spending patterns and to use the auspices of the Auditor General and Office of Inspector General to help us find areas where we can save expenses without it being at the effect and the impact on the employee. So we can use those savings then to pay down the pension liability so that you can rely on that when you get ready to retire. As part of my campaign pledge, I vowed to, and I did not take a state pension, so I'm not doing that. And I also turned down state health insurance as well, and I'd be paying for that myself. So I want to make sure that we can send the message as representatives that we want to solve the problem for all the citizens of the state, to include the property taxpayer and those people who are working for state and local governments, because I think that's important.
And of course, you are someone who comes from a military background. I understand you were a career military man.
I was. I'm a retired Marine Reserve colonel and spent a great deal of time on active duty from about 1991 on because of different contingency operations in Haiti, Bosnia, Bulgaria, a little bit in Afghanistan, and also in Iraq.
And you did mention that you'll be keeping your legislative offices in the same location. Just so folks know how to reach you, where are those offices located and what are some of the contact information people need to know?
The best thing that I would encourage you to do is we have Jamie is in the office as well as Stephanie and Lisa. They'll be there. They were with Mari and they've agreed. They've honored me to be able to stay in the district office. The office is in the same location at 1044 East Main Street in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. And the best way to reach me is at my email address, because I answer that most frequently, is fryan@pahousegop.com. That's fryan@pahousegop.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. We're here to serve you. I firmly believe from my years in the Marine Corps in the concept of what's called selfless sacrifice, where we have a responsibility to recognize I now work for 62,000 people, and I want to do a great job as Mari Gingrich did before me.
Representative-elect Ryan, thanks for this first report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with Representative-elect Frank Ryan.